The Light Between Oceans by M.L. Stedman, read by Noah Taylor. Part 1. 27th of April, 1926. On the day of the miracle, Isabel was kneeling at the cliff's edge, tending the small newly made driftwood cross. A single fat cloud snailed across the late April sky, which stretched above the island in a mirror of the ocean below. Isabel sprinkled more water and patted down the soil around the rosemary bush she'd just planted. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," she whispered. For just a moment, her mind tricked her into hearing an infant's cry. She dismissed the illusion, her eye drawn instead by a pod of whales weaving their way up the coast to calve in the warmer waters, merging now and again with a fluke of their tails like needles through tapestry. She heard the cry again, louder this time on the early morning breeze. Impossible. From this side of the island there was only vastness all the way to Africa. Here, the Indian Ocean washed into the great Southern Ocean, and together they stretched like an edgeless carpet below the cliffs. On days like this it seemed so solid, she had the impression she could walk to Madagascar in a journey of blue upon blue. The other side of the island looked back, fretful, towards the Australian mainland, nearly 100 miles away. Not quite belonging to the land, yet not quite free of it. The highest of a string of undersea mountains that rose from the ocean floor like teeth along a jagged jawbone, waiting to devour any innocent ships in their final dash for harbour. As if to make amends, this island, Janus Rock,